with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
I want to talk to you about maintaining your praise. Maintaining your praise. But before we get there, I want to talk to you about the goodness of God. Many people don't praise God sufficiently because they don't have a revelation of who He is. It's very difficult for you to praise somebody that you don't know. It's difficult for you to praise somebody that you don't know what they've done. Isn't that true? But if I'm intimately acquainted with you and I know about your good qualities, then I can praise you because I have a revelation of who you are. Now, a lot of people don't praise God because they don't know Him. But as a believer, you know Him. You know the Lord, and so praise should be something that is continually coming out of you. Amen? Now, I'm going to spend a few minutes talking about the goodness of God because that's a reason to praise God. Because God is good. Now, we hear that term all the time. Oh, the Lord is good. But a lot of people don't have, I'm going to say, any depth of revelation when it comes to the goodness. They just say God is good. And they put God in the same category as their food, their house, their clothes, their job. I got a good house, a good job, good clothes, good friends. But I'm going to tell you, when you talk about God being good, we're talking about goodness on another level. We're talking about a depth of goodness that the human mind can't even comprehend. We can't even comprehend how good God is. We get a little taste of His goodness, and we know He's good. But the cross is a manifestation of the goodness of God. The reason why you are saved today is because God's been good to you. I'll go better than that. The reason why you are alive this morning is because God has been good to you. The reason why you want to keep living and to keep going on is because God's been good to you. Now, Nahum 1:7, listen at this verse here. The Lord is good. Point blank. Case closed. That's a fact that can't nobody change. You can't change it. I can't change it. The devil can't change it. Time ain't gonna change it. Nothing is gonna change the fact that God is good. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knows them that trust in Him. I notice that there are a lot of scriptures in the Bible that connect you trusting God with believing that He is good. You see, when you believe in the goodness of God, then you can trust in Him. Now, if you think God is out to hurt you and God's damned you and God done cursed you, you ain't gonna have any faith in God helping you. But if you believe with all your heart that God is good, and that He's got a good plan for you, and it don't include sickness, it don't include disease, it don't include premature death. I mean, these things is not the will of God. It doesn't include poverty. God has a good plan for your life. God wants you healthy, strong, and wealthy. Praise the Lord. He is a stronghold in the day of adversity. That means when you're going through trouble or when you have bad things that happen in your life, if you will look to God and say, in spite of my trouble, in spite of what I'm feeling, I know and I believe deep down in my heart that God is good and I just need to keep trusting Him even when I don't understand. Because I know that God will turn something bad into something good. We see it all through the Bible. God turned tragedy into triumph. because he's good. He's a stronghold in the day of trouble for those who trust in him. The Bible says he knows those that trust in him. So right here, even this morning, I mean the eyes of the Lord are roaming through this room here and throughout the whole earth. He's looking for people whose heart is perfect toward him that are willing to lay it all down and say, now, Lord, I trust you with my life. I put my life in your hands. I trust you with everything I got. When you do, he'll become a stronghold for you. That means a very strong, fortified place. Your life will become fortified with the goodness of God. Psalm 34:8 says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. There's that word trust again. Trusting in God. Psalms 100 verse 5 says, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. We can't underestimate the fact that God is good because we think that sometimes God do bad things to us. I'm going to tell you, God loves you. And he's already proved it. When he sent Jesus to the cross, the Bible says God demonstrated his love for us when he gave Jesus his son. So, and then the scripture says in Romans 8, verse 32 says, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for you. Put your name in it. Say he was delivered up for. Put your name in it. I mean, put your name in it right now. Say Jesus was delivered up for Greg. Say it. He was delivered up for me. Say it again. See, God didn't spare his son. He delivered him up for. Do you believe that? Do you believe that God gave Jesus for you? Do you believe that if you'd have been the only person on the earth, Jesus would have still came? Do you think he'd let you just go to hell?
No.
If you'd have been the only person here, he'd have came and gave his life. Just for you. Just for you. That's how much value you are to him. In fact, he said that a man could gain the whole world and lose his soul. What does he gain? Your soul is more precious than all the treasures in this world. You could take all the gold in this world, stack it as high as you could stack it, for as far as you could stack it, and you would be worth more than all of that. If you gave Jesus a choice between all the riches and treasures of this world and say, Jesus, just pick, he would choose you. And he wouldn't even have to think about it. Now, I know that there's people on this world who would sell their wife for $200. Just give me $200 for that old hag. Get rid of it. See, they have no value. Sign no value. See, God ain't like that. And you know what? He loves you. He won't spend eternity with you. He doesn't want you to be lost. He doesn't want you to be diseased. He doesn't want you to be poor. He doesn't want you to be isolated and empty on the inside. He wants you to be full and satisfied. That's his will for your life. Amen? Listen at this, what the word good implies. Because I say that the word good captures all of his magnificent, beautiful qualities of our great God. I thank Latrika for singing that song this morning. Listen at this. Not bad or evil. Anything bad or evil going on in your life, God ain't got nothing to do with it. You say, I got something bad going on in my body. I'm going to tell you, God ain't the source. Because he's good. And if God puts something on you, who going to take it off? If God puts something on you and somebody took it off, they bigger than God. So God don't put sickness on people. He's in the business of healing and restoring and blessing and giving health to people. The devil's in the business of stealing, killing, and destroying. I just want you to know God's not bad and he's not evil. There's nothing evil about him. There's nothing bad about God. In fact, I was reading the scripture one day and God asked the Israelites a question. He says, what evil have you found in me that you would go from following me? You know, I heard that. I started crying. Because I could feel his heart. He's saying, what y'all find wrong with me? What have I done to you? What evil have you found in me that you would stop following me? What you find wrong with me? I'm going to tell you, you ain't going to find nothing wrong with him. You can search for all eternity, and you won't find one bad thing about God. Not one. Because there ain't no bad in him. He totally good. Pure goodness. Moral excellence. Uprightness. Honorable. Pleasing. When we say something good, that means it's pleasing to us. Pleasing. Gracious. Pleasant. Agreeable. Kindness. Loving kindness, precious, benevolent, beneficial, rich, joyful, happy, glad, happiness, favor, that's good, forgiveness, faithful, valuable in estimation, that's good, well, better, best, mercy, distinguished, right. You say something is good, it means it's right. Prosperity, fine, wealth, beautiful, welfare. And then I just took one word to capture everything that's good. I just called it blessing. It's good to be blessed. Hallelujah. It's bad to be cursed. Psalm 145:8-9 says, the Lord is gracious, full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Praise God. Psalm 145:7 says, they shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The word utter means to flow, to pour out, to gush forth, to bubble up, to belch forth your memory of God's goodness. When you remember how good God's been to you, you can't help but praise him. Actually, one word for praise means to shoot forth or to cast forth or to pull forth. That means praise is something that shoots out of you to God like an arrow. I heard a statement this week that says this, when you pray, you come into God's presence. But when you praise, he comes into yours. When I pray, I go to God. I go into his presence. But when I praise, there's another dimension. He comes into my presence. See, the Bible says he inhabits the praises of his people. You can bring God on the scene when you start praising him.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located